Dr. Boylan, a couple of weeks ago, you kicked up quite a stir on the internet with a report about some super secret 1960-ish type meetings. And I want you to explain that, because it is a mind-boggling story.
It is indeed. I just about flipped when I got this information given to me, and it puts a lot of pieces of the puzzle together. And it also, I got it down to the level of detail, including who were at this meeting, some of the key people. And when you talk about New World Order, we begin to have some of the people ID'd and begin to see how far back it goes. Basically, there were two meetings that I'm going to talk about, one in 1961 and one in 1964. Both of these were meetings between representatives from four governments of Earth and representatives from the Star Nations, the High Council of the Star Nations, the governing body. Let's start with the 1961 preliminary meeting.
Okay.
After about 4 years of private contacts by Star Nation representatives with individual leaders of governments, the four governments being the United States, the Soviet Union, People's Republic of China, and the Council of Europe. So from 57 to 61, Star Nation representatives made individual contacts with the leaders of these governments. And the point was to get together to create a joint meeting to get some policy agreements hammered out that would achieve a couple things that the Star Nations definitely wanted, which is to stop the attacks of these governments on Star Nation craft that were passing through the sky, and also to permit the Star Nations to continue their mission here, protective and transformative mission, without being attacked. President Dwight Eisenhower agreed to a preliminary meeting, and by 1960, the leaders of all four countries agreed that they would have representatives ready to go in December 12, 1961. The meeting place was London, the Duchess Palace, the Grand Ballroom. December 12, 61, 26 representatives from the four Earth governments, of these particular governments, and three counselors from the Star Nations High Council, and, along with a four-person Zeta security contingent and a recording secretary, if you will.
Now, let me ask you, what did they look like, these extraterrestrials, Richard? Because,
right.
I mean, could they just waltz into a hotel unnoticed?
Well, I don't think we're talking about waltzing in. This meeting was under extreme wraps, of course, and everybody who went there, I'm sure, was under high security and you know, the kind of thing where you pull in in a limo with darkened windows, and people don't know who's coming in and and assembling. I would imagine, given the security of this situation and the kind of security they had for the subsequent meeting, that the place was probably cleaned out for this meeting. The Star Nation counselor representatives were a tall Zeta, a praying mantis-type person, humanoid. In fact, a council representative for the praying mantis people, as we would call them. They kind of resemble a humanoid version of that insect, kind of tall, spindly figures, large eyes, and a reptoid humanoid counselor representing the reptilian human contingent. These were not all the races, but, you know, just a representative handful of counselors who came to represent the Star Nations for the purpose of this particular meeting on Earth. And they met with these 26 representatives. If you wish, I can mention who some of the human figures that
sure.
people would recognize were there.
And you're going to have to tell us how you came across this information, because that, to me, is as equally important as the event itself. But go ahead.
Yes. Well, let me mention who some of the humans were, and then I'll indicate how I got hold of this information. The human representatives were as follows. President Dave Rockefeller headed the U.S. delegation. Apparently, he had leaned on President Eisenhower and gotten agreement that he would head the U.S. delegation. Newly elected President Kennedy was only in office a few months and was not fully briefed about the meeting, and while he didn't particularly care for the choice of people representing the U.S., he was so newly in and so left in the dark that he couldn't do much about it.
Right.
Representing the Council of Europe was international law professor Anthony Bradley, who's also was a member of the Council of Europe. Representing the Soviet Union was Premier Nikita Khrushchev in person. And representing the Chinese government of Premier Mao Zedong was his most trusted confidant, his official representative, who they went to great difficulty not to divulge his name. Additional people present were Lawrence Rockefeller, David's brother, and Henry Kissinger, David's chief advisor. The British Queen Elizabeth II was there. Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands was there. E.H. van der Bugel, the Secretary General of the Bilderberg Council, a world policy planning group.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you like New World Order, just listen in on one of their meetings.
Yeah, really.
Was there as well. The only white hat I could detect out of the people that are identified was someone who was an American but was picked by the Russian and Europeans to be a delegate to this meeting, Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois. The noted African-American scholar and civil rights activist, a PhD from Harvard, and so forth. He was of quite a different stripe than the rest of the representatives there, who were pretty much under the thumb of the cabal, the New World Order types, if you will, that made sure that their men were pretty much who were the delegates there. But Du Bois was a different stripe. He wanted to bring education between the cultures, and what really got people hostile at him was that he wanted to go public about the fact that Star Nations were communicating with humans. He did not feel right that the people of the world didn't know about this meeting.